This is a podcast from Rover.
And my mum is now a nana, and I was thinking about nanas the other day. My boys both call my mum nana. And with all the grandparents doing the hard childminding during the school holidays, of course, I got a bit reminiscent thinking about both my nanas when I was growing up. I was lucky to have two wonderful nanas. But I got to thinking about the names that we used to call them. And perhaps you have particular names for your grandmothers, your nanas, your granddads. But I'll tell you what we used to call ours. And I was telling Lana and Adam about this the other day. We had two nanas.
Yeah.
We had my mum's mum, who always owned Pekingese dogs. They had lots of Pekingese dogs, my granddad and my nana. And they had one particular Pekingese dog called Mimi. In fact, I think they had two or three Mimis. They had a Mimi, and then Mimi would pass away, and they'd get another Pekingese dog.
Name the other one Mimi too.
And they'd call that. They wouldn't even call her Mimi too. Mimi too would be good, wouldn't it? Maybe Mimi 3, Meme Harder or something. I don't know. But they called all their dogs Mimi. So to us, that particular Nan was always, for as long as I remember, her name was Mimi Nan.
Cute.
After her dog. Beautiful. So we had Mimi Nan. That was how we differentiated her from the other Nan. And the other Nan, who was my mum's mum, we called Other Nan.
Other Nan.
Other Nan.
That was so what her name was to you as a kid.
That was her name. We had Mimi Nan, named after the dog Mimi. And then we had the other Nan, who we called Other Nan. And
oh,
that was literally her name the whole time. Even my dad, who was her son, started referring to her as Other Nan.
No!
True story.
Can't do that.
Did you ever Other Nan
say that to her face? Like, Other Nan, could I please have a drink of water?
I think we just called her Nan when it was in her face, but Dad would go, oh, we're going to see Other Nan. Yeah, and it was his mum. Just so, we might as well have called her Additional Nan.
Yeah.
Or like Extra Nan.
Attachment
Other
Nan.
Bonus Nan.
Yeah.
What? Insulting name. She never complained about it.
I think
she's a wonderful lady.
I think a lot of people would have done this because, yeah, we had two nanas as well. And one of our nanas, Nana Pat, she would pick us up from kindy. So she was known as Nana Kindy.
Oh, okay.
We were referenced to her. She was Nana Kindy. Yeah. Oh, Nana Kindy's house.
Great.
Yeah.
Other
I like that. It's just so unimaginative. Mm. We didn't, you know, she had cats and stuff. We could have picked out the name of her cat, called her, I don't know, Tinkles Nan or something.
Or have Grandma Grandpa Nana Popper.
Oh, yes, maybe.
On either side, maybe. No. But
Other Nan.
We're getting some really good stories. Perhaps you've got a similar one, because I think you've really tapped into something here, Paul. With the naming thing?
Yeah. I also find it cute when kids can't say granddad or nana, and then they say like something else, but they stick with that name.
Forever. Yes. That's it.
Yeah, it becomes like Gamma or something like that. Yeah.
Which is why you never let a kid name a boat.
That's right.
Cherie is in Hamilton this morning. Hi, Cherie. You're on air, so you've got yourself in the draw to win this trip to Vegas to see Shania Twain and Adele. Well done.
I know. That's so exciting. I'm very bubbly this morning. It's great news.
Oh, that's good. Well, then tell us now, what was the deal with the grandparents' situation and the naming?
So we have a set of twins, and when they were young, they used to call my mum, because my mum's 4 foot nothing, they used to call her Little Nana. Then they called my husband's mum Big Nana. We're like, oh, that's not really good. But the crazy part was my husband's mum's maiden name was Small, and her mum was still alive, and they called her Small Nana. So we had Little Nana, Big Nana, and Small Nana. So eventually we got them to change Big Nana to Nana J, but they still refer to my mum as Little Nana.
Oh, do they?
Little Nana.
It's kind of
like
cute,
it's like play school, isn't it? Big Ted, Little Ted.
It's like Russian dolls of nanas, really, isn't it?
Oh, that's great, Cherie. Thank you for sharing that with us. How special. Cool to two that all the names have stories. You know, like,
oh, yeah, totally.
Here's a text from Wendy saying my kids call their grandfather's grandma White Truck, and granddad Mitre 10. So obviously just where they work or where they've been. My mum is also called Grizzy because she's Granny Liz. So it kind of just morphs together.
Grizzy, oh, that's good.
Let's go to Wigram. Hazel, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, great. So tell us about your grandma and what did you call her?
Well, when we were kids growing up, we always had rabbits and guinea pigs. And even though my brother and I left home and got married, my mum carried on with the guinea pigs and the rabbits, even though she didn't have kids as an excuse anymore. So when I had my daughter, she, of course, called her grandma guinea pigs because she had guinea pigs.
Grandma guinea pigs. It's like a little important note that we have in our mind, eh?
It's really good.
It's great, Hazel. You're in the draw for the trip to Vegas to see Adele and Shania Twain too. Listen to this. I had a nana and then a nana north because she was from the North Island. When my auntie from the other side of the family met my nana, she said, "Do you want a tea, Mrs. North?" thinking it was her surname. But it was only actually
so good.
Where she lived. We had a rich nan and poor nan. Rich nan had a pool, and poor nan was not poor, but no pool, so we decided she was poor nan.
Poor nan.
I love this one from Kim too. A friend of mine had a Granny Toots because they used to toot whenever they left her place and drove away, so she was Granny Toots.
Oh, that's cute.
And the other one, Granny Grumps.
Oh, my God. Does make you wonder what you'll be called, eh?
Yeah.
Like, Paul, when your boys, if they have kids, like, what do you think you're going to be called? Stickman.
Yeah. Stickman. Papa Pigo. Stick Granddad. Yeah.
Stickhead.
Stickhead.
Sticky. Yeah.
Thank you for all those brilliant texts on 559.